Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics.
Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies. You're listening to the Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected. With your host, Nick Holmes.
Tahira.
And Karishma. On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Welcome, everybody, to the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton, on this True Confessions Monday. We're going to have Laura, the church girl, and True Confessions of Your Soul. That's her show every Sunday night, 7 p.m. Tune in to thelovezoneusa.com. But I never host a show alone, so I want to welcome Nicole Martin and Karishma Thomas. Welcome, ladies.
Hey.
True Confessions Monday. So I'm just excited. Do you guys have any confessions that you'd like to talk about?
Oh, are we going to start off with some confessions?
I know we should. I'm in a confession mood right now. I think we should.
Well, who's going to spill the tea? Go ahead, Karishma.
What are my two? I have a lot of things to confess today. It's going to be a long episode. Well, true confessions, I'm kind of dating two guys right now.
Okay. Hey, Carly,
you're still single, right?
Can we get a hand clap? We need a hand clap. Where's our sound effects? Can we get the hand clap, Chris?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Hey, here, what I keep trying to tell you that Karishma is a Mac. She's like a
lady. Yes, she is. But it's. How about you, Nicole? Do you have any confessions that you would like to confess?
No, I want to focus more on Karishma stuff.
Wow.
No, I'm good over here. But okay, what about you, Sahira? What you got?
I always have things to confess. I'm so naughty at times. But I will confess. This is what I can confess. I kind of had a crush on one of my friends. I'm over it. I think I'm over it at this point. But I had a crush on one of my, like, friends.
Oh,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Was it a friend that you've, like, been friends with him for a while?
we've known each other for a long time, but never. I don't know. So yeah, I have a crush. I had a crush.
Yeah, she digresses now. That's not, you can't digress, Sarah. Still at all.
No, it's just the type of thing. It was a little crush, so.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's healthy, and I feel healthier confessing about this, but so they happen. So definitely callers, tune in, call in, let us know, confess some of your confessions, 347-539-5729, let us know. But sometimes it happens. Now, Nicole, you don't have anything that you'd like to confess to.
I don't have anything bad.
No chocolate? Did you eat chocolate or...
Well, I ate, like, crap yesterday, if that's a confession.
Okay, that's a confession.
Yeah, always. I keep stuff a little low because people think I'm, like, Miss Fitness America, and, that's not always true. I'm human just like everyone else, but as my sisters know, Karishma and Tahira, I'm about to launch my line in a few days, and I did a photo shoot yesterday.
Yes.
So in preparation of the photo shoot, because I bared my little six-pack or two-pack or three-pack, whatever you want to call it, I had been, like, eating healthy for a minute. So yesterday, girls, when I was done, oh, my goodness. I called my guy, and I was like, look, I want some damn ribs, okay? Can we? So I had ribs, and I had collard greens, and I was eating everything, and then I came home, and I was eating popcorn, and then I had a slushie, and then I had some goobers. So Yeah, there's my confession. But I'm back on track today. I've been at the gym, and I will be eating a salad when we guys part. So I'm back on track. So, but everybody can have a cheat day. There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. But I just went a little overboard. A lot more overboard.
Well, that sounds good. Anyway,
sounds good. I know, right? So who the hell eats ribs with collard greens? Does anybody do that? Oh, and macaroni and cheese. And cornbread. Like, is that disgusting or
wow,
what?
Wow, that's a confession.
I can, you know, my arteries are clogging as we speak, you know? So, but whatever. It's all good.
Well, it's good that you have balance, though. So.
Yes, I do. But Tahira, do we have a minute? I just want to get back to, I'm really interested in this. Karishma, because, you know, come on, Tahira, Karishma goes from, I ain't seeing nobody, to, oh, I may be dating, I got a boy, I got this, I got that. Now, I want to know how we fell into seeing two people, because last week, I can't remember what we were. I can't keep up with this girl. So what's going on with that?
Well, okay, so I knew one of the guys for a while, and we had, like, gone out, like, months ago, but we had lost track. So he kind of hit me up around the same time that I met this other guy, and it's funny because they're, like, polar opposites of each other. So it's kind of like I don't know which one I want because they're both so different. So I'm like, ooh, you know, one, like, they have different vibes, they have different personalities. Like, one is more manly man, one is more, like, really funny, like, fun to be around. And so now I'm kind of just like, ooh, and they don't know about each other. So
of course not.
That's a confession.
Because it's still early. It's not like I'm
I mean, you're still dating, though. So that's a little bit different.
Yeah, I'm dating.
You're dating.
But I think, like, the other guy, one of them thinks that, you know, I know he's not dating anybody else, but, I mean, I never told him it was just going to be him or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it just kind of happened that in this past week, I'm like, oh, oops. Same time, like, I don't know where they all came from, so now I'm just in that deciding mode. I'm like, I don't know which one.
Fine. That's okay. Take your time. You do it all the time, girl. So, you know.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Enjoy dating.
Enjoy.
Like, even with
that's
dating.
Exactly.
That's what I'm
just
saying.
Dating.
I like just going
enjoy.
Out, you know, and, like, being wined and dined. It's fun. I'm like, okay.
That's right. That's right. And when you're ready to up the ante, you tell each one about the other.
Exactly.
Like,
well, that's maybe.
Win.
Why can't you just have them both?
I know.
Like, they're so
come on,
different
Jake,
that I'm like,
yeah.
It really is sad because they're so different from each other. It's not they're opposites. So you're like, ooh, this one has this and this one has this. And I'm like, I don't know which one.
Well, I think what's going to happen, because I've been in that situation before where I was dating a couple of men at the same time, and naturally I just started gravitating towards one more so than the other. And when I was with the one guy, I found myself thinking about the other guy for whatever reason. So I, you know, at some point I ended dating with the one guy and became exclusive with the other guy. So I think, you know, you may come to a point where, you know, the light bulb switches on and you're like, okay. And if you don't, ain't nothing wrong with it. Add a third one if you need to. But quickly, too, I always want to talk to my ladies and compliment my ladies and tell our audience. I work with two phenomenal women who are doing the damn thing. They're movers, they're shakers, they're very successful. They can't always talk about their gigs and what they're doing. Karishma is on some secret society shit, and so is Tahira. I know a little bit about what both they're doing, so I just want to say kudos to both you ladies. And
you.
When it's time, you got to share. Is there any updates? Is there anything you want to say or you can talk about before we get into the topic? Anything? Can you give us anything?
I'm just, what I can say is that I'm just enjoying the project. Like, BH1 is, you know, shout out to the people at BH1. They're just very, very interested in a lot of my work. And I'm just happy that I'm being noticed professionally. And that's all I can say right now.
Yeah,
but I'm having fun.
You're doing
too.
Some serious stuff.
Hey, yeah.
Listeners are doing some serious stuff. And when she announces, it's going to blow you away. So, my dear, sweet Karishma, what's going on? Because you're another, like, secret member of some society. We want to know what's happening.
Well, I am working on some really cool projects that I can't talk about. But what I can say is that I am, I don't know, not many people know, but I do dabble in the rap game. I am a bit of a rapper. And I am actually starting to
bring
that
out. We're confessing all these confessions. I didn't know, Karishma, that you were a rapper.
Okay.
I do. And I think I recently found myself, you know, really up in my game. And so I'm kind of in the middle of some work. So I'm going to start really working on putting together a mixtape. So hopefully everyone will hear it very soon.
Oh, my God. You go, girl.
That
oh, my goodness.
Awesome.
Well, I didn't know you had that in you, Karishma. And to see Karishma, she looks so sweet and dainty and delicate and such a girly girl. So,
a flower.
Right?
Yes, I
know.
I love it. It goes
awesome.
Back to my days when I was a young teen and my mom used to make grills for, you know, rappers back in St. Louis. And
no way.
I always used to dabble in it, and I think recently I've become more refined in my craft, and so now I'm going to start pursuing it more seriously. So I'm really excited about it.
Wow, yes, congrats, and keep us posted.
Of course.
Awesome.
So yeah, that's what's going on with me. What about you, Nicole? When is the fitness line coming out?
Yeah, when is it launching?
I'm saying Friday. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to launch it on Etsy.com. And I'm fortunate my son is a graphics artist designer and video game designer. So he's doing my website. So, you know, I'm going to do Etsy first. And then when my website's ready, I'm going to take it to the website. But I'm really, really looking forward to hoping it's Friday. Like I said, we had the photo shoot yesterday. I shared the pictures with you guys, just some preliminary photos. I don't know if you got them, but I'm really pleased. The photos came out beautiful because my line is more about the message. I just want people to know the slogan is I know I can. And it's just my belief that it's never too late to begin or, you know, to be successful at whatever, not just you know, fitness and anything that you choose to do in life. And my fitness line is for women of all sizes and colors. It's not geared to one particular age or size. So I'm really proud of what I've accomplished and, you know, what I'm trying to do. So, and I thank you ladies for your support. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
So
We're excited for you.
I haven't slept well in a while, but, you know, hopefully by this weekend I'll relax a little bit. But, so thank you. And kudos to my fabulous co-host. I mean, it's crazy to work with beautiful women like yourself who is really doing the damn thing. And I'm very proud of you guys and very proud to be hosting with you. So
well,
these are definitely my sisters.
Oh, you're making me cry, lady.
I know.
Okay, well, I just had to get sentimental for a minute, but okay, I know Tahir is about to get serious, and we about to
it's like in my voice, you heard my voice change.
Right?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Okay. So
okay,
now that I'm not crying
here
anymore, that's
pull
awesome.
Pull it together.
Okay, I just... You know, I'm so happy to be hosting with you guys. You make me feel at home, but it's amazing the works that you're doing beyond what we do here on the Girlfriend Network. So just keep grinding. Don't stop. But we have to get into our first song, Supposed to Be by Omarion. So let's just go into the song.
Omarion, breathe in. Y'all chick come close to me. She ain't going home where she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my niggas close to me. And all them other niggas where they supposed to be. Oh, the hoes go for me. Now your chicks in the pit like supposed to me. That's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Everything look like a poster. Pull up to the club and they go up. Make your girl fall in love when I show up. It's not my fault, she wanna know me. She told me you was just a hummer. She came down like she knew me. Gave it up like a groupie. And that's facts, no printer. Cold nigga turn the summer to the winter. She gave me in her phone as bestie. But I had her screaming, oh. Yo, girl, what's the supposed to text me? Nope. You wanna know how I know what I know? Hey. your chick come close to me, she ain't going home where she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my niggas close to me, and all the mother niggas where they supposed to be. Oh, the hoes go for me, now your chicks in the pig like post for me. That's how I supposed to be. Got your girl in my section, finna go up. A nigga smoking loud, I'm about to roll up. She ain't never got high like this with a guy like this. When she pop it, tell her, hold up. Better believe she gon' leave with a real nigga. I dig her down, can't put it down like I do. I get the boss and no discussion, gotta deal with it. See my swing, where about you? Murder, she wrote. Yeah, yeah. When I hit it, I'ma kill it, I'ma get it like murder, she wrote. You wanna know?
Often imitated, but never duplicated. TheLoveZoneUSA.com, where you hear the best lawyers.
Hi, this is Gloria Allred. I'll be on the Love Zone USA.
Doctor.
I am a licensed professional counselor here in Atlanta, Georgia. I specialize in love relationships.
Author.
My name is Ralph Richard Banks. I am also the author of Is Marriage for White People?
When I need to lead the weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
And music on the internet. The premier station discussing dating, relationships, sex, and marriage with common sense advice, where you can listen to your heart and we live and learn on thelovezoneusa.com.
Hi, this is the Church Girl, and I want to take a moment out to invite you to tune in to my new show, True Confessions of the Soul, starting at 7 p.m. Sundays after church. True Confessions of the Soul is a new show dedicated to love, Christian dating, relationships, and great gospel music. Join us for inspiring conversations, and yes, those true confessions of the soul, right here on the Love Zone USA.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network Confessions today. So tune in and confess to us, 347-539-5729, right here on the Girlfriend Network. And at this time, I would like to introduce Laura, the Church Girl. Hey, Laura, how are you?
Hi.
Good morning, everybody. True Confessions of the Soul. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much for having me. I mean, I've been dying to get on the show because, you know, I'm saved, so I ain't supposed to be listening to it all the time. That's what we think, right? But I just love the opportunity that y'all give me. Yay, I get to be out here.
So, Laura, Absolutely. Tell everyone. I'm not sure everybody knows Laura, so ladies, introduce yourself to Laura.
Laura, hi, my name is Karishma. I know we've met, but I'm just so excited to have you on the show. I love your show, and I'm so glad we can kind of merge our shows together.
Hey, thank you so much. It's all girl talk at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Hi, Laura. This is Nicole, and we know each other as well.
Welcome.
Happy
hey, girl.
To have you. So, yeah, and I can't wait till you dish some tea about your show.
Absolutely. So, Laura, would you let the listeners know, the Girlfriend Network listeners, about your show and, you know, how did you, you know, start to get into True Confessions of the Soul? Because I know, like, in church, I know in Catholic Church, you know, you go to confession and you confess and you feel better. But, like, how does that work in the church community? Like, are people really confessing or, you know, they're just...
Well, you know, they throw me in the fire a lot. What it is, it's, you know, the church community is very condemning, and I'm going to say it. Hey, I'm a church girl, so I'll start with me. And we can, because, you know, we're taught to be, you know, we have to be right and righteous and perfect, and we got to get to heaven. So we can't do, you know, we can't do the things that everybody else do. But what ends up happening is, and I realize, is that we all have relationships. And if you look at relationships that are successful compared to relationships that are not successful, it has nothing to do with church. Because I know a lot of successful unchurched people that are loving each other in 50 years of marriage. And then I see people who go to church as well, and they're loving people. They're loving each other, you know, for years in marriage. So it tells me there that this is not a church thing when it comes to relationship. But just so we can have a forum for people who are seeking to have a relationship on more like the correct way, if you want to call it that, or you just want to make sure, you know, you're lining yourself up as a righteous woman. Let's just say that word. You know, we all want to be good and righteous, and we want to have a righteous relationship, a healthy relationship, and we want to be honorable to our bodies and to our, you know, significant others. And so that's what the show is about, and it gives people that forum to be able to express their sexuality, their love, their compassion, their doubts, their worries. And that's when True Confessions come into play, because people can also, like, they usually write my True Confessions radio at Gmail. They write me a letter and they'll say, listen, can you talk about this? Or they may say, hey, I have a situation in a relationship where I thought this man is in church. He said he loves me, but now he's trying to make me into a missionary. And so we have these types of topics. And so what I do is I usually, you know, pan through them and say, Lord, which one should I talk about? And we just go from there. And that's what the show is all about.
Oh, that sounds very juicy, Laura. So,
yes.
With that being said, what was the most, I don't want to say outrageous, but something that, you know, you were like, whoa, in a, you know, request or confession?
Well, I had a confession. Well, to everyone else, this may not be a big deal, but for someone in a church setting, it's a big deal. And, you know, and then you like hoping that the right person see it at the right time or whatever. And so I had a situation where someone, you know, they put up a picture and it sparked someone's attention and they built a relationship. And they started, you know how you send in pictures and video and you're talking back and forth. Well, in the flurry of those pictures, there was one picture that was not hers. And it was of someone else's, like maybe her girlfriend or something. And what she did was she sent that picture originally the first time he asked for a picture. You know how they ask, let me see a pic.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
right.
So she sent that picture because she was afraid. She was afraid of being who she was, and then she was afraid of, who is this person? What if he's a serial killer? What if he's going to stalk me, you know? So she did it. She had some justifiable reasons, but at the same time, they still were the wrong reasons. And so she sent that one picture, but eventually, you know, that was only one, but she sent all, and he was impressed with everything. But what happened was that picture came back up. And when it came back up, she didn't know what to say, because the question was, is this you? You look real different here. And she was like, and, you know, and this was the love of her life. And she really, really, really loved this person. And they were in love. They were trying to get married and all that good stuff. And come to find out, this was going to be the breaker right here. And she didn't know what to do. So, of course, she wrote True Confessions. And the thing about it was such a hard topic that I literally had to put myself in the seat of that and say, what in the world would I do? And the thing about it is, all you can do in those type of situations is truly confess the truth and just go ahead and bare yourself and say, listen, I was in a different place from where we are now. It was a one-picture thing only because of, but I'm not going to make any excuses. It was done. I'm sorry. I feel like crap. Let's move on if we can. If not, let's just heal for a second. And that's basically the advice that I try to share with women, because we all fall into, you know, some kind of mischief in relationships, maybe not telling everything.
Yeah, like stuff. Yeah. I get it.
Come on now. We know we ain't telling them everything. Some
stuff
they got to marry us to find out.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So, and that's what True Confession is about. And then, of course, I do ask for the males, you know, the male churchgoers and bishops and pastors to come on the show and give us their point of view. And they tell us some secrets about men. So I had one bishop on the show, his name is Damed, Bishop Damed, and he wrote a book, From Speculation to Revelation, out of California. And what he wrote about was, he said that, well, he wrote about a whole bunch of stuff in the Bible, but the show that he was doing with us was a series on our emotions. He was warning women that we are in danger because of our emotions. And he was saying how now men know how to say, I love you, and play that card to get what they want. And not only that, he confessed, he said, men also know how to do what, ladies? Cry. They know how to break some crocodile tears out. And it's so shocking to us. Right? It's so shocking to us. And I'm like, you know, if I see a man cry, my heart is like, oh, my God. Oh, he really does, you know, love me, right? Or, gosh, I must have really hurt him. That choker ain't hurt. Some of them are just crying because they know how to pull on our emotions. And so it was just so enlightening to learn about all the different things that's going on that people are doing and learning the truth about relationships and so on. So it's a great opportunity for anyone, you know, if you go to church, if you don't go to church and you just want to have a true, true confession and you want some real sound advice that's not going to judge you or put you in a corner and make you feel bad, definitely you want to tune in to True Confessions of the Soul with a Church Girl, as I always like to say, on Sundays at 7 p.m. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's the whole show. So what y'all want to talk about? Y'all got a confession for me?
Yeah,
that's great.
Oh,
yeah,
that's some juicy stuff. Y'all need to repent. Come on with it.
Okay. Well, let me start right here. Laura, when I was on the show, this is Tahira, it was great. It was awesome. And just being, you know, my grandmother was a pastor, so just I know how it is to come up in church and, you know, especially under the pastors and the pastor's family. It's like, oh, if I was out, and even if I was, I think I was at the Dairy Queen one day, and someone from my church saw me, and I had this like short, I was, you know, I modeled as a teenager, short skirt, not really, I was just really, really tall. No, I wasn't a mini, I was fault.
Fast.
So he was just like, it got back that I was coming from a club and all
yes.
types of gossip in,
mm-hmm.
in the church. And, you know, I went to the pastor and I'm so grateful to Bishop. And I was able to go to him and just, why is it so much gossip? I don't want to say gossip, but the place where you're supposed to find refuge
mm-hmm.
and strength, it seems like it's opposite at times. So at that
mm-hmm.
time, I felt like, you know, they were throwing stones, even though I just came from a photo shoot. And they knew, you know, I modeled. I'd never tried to compromise
mm-hmm.
who I was
mm-hmm.
or who I am, even today.
Mm-hmm.
But I just felt like the stones were being thrown at me. And why, I know, you know, why is that always happening in church?
Well, to answer that is just to let you know, everybody going to talk about everybody. And that happens everywhere. One of the things that I notice in church is because living the Christian lifestyle and or the faith walk or whatever your journey may be, it requires you to be a little bit more strict with your lifestyle as far as how you dress, how you adorn yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is when we see a young person or a believer that is new and they got the short skirt or they might, we
but
don't know what the situation
doing,
is.
I was just buying ice cream.
Yeah, you were just buying ice cream, but Sister Jenkins saw you, okay? And so
no,
because
it was
Sister Jenkins,
Jenkins
saw
Jenkins' husband and he went to tell the pastor and the rumor was like I was coming from some club and they were preaching
mm-hmm.
to me. I was like, well, where mm-hmm. did all this preaching come? Because they said hi. I went to the car, I said hi, and that was it.
Well, they call that being concerned for your soul. That's what
mm-hmm.
they call it. But I call it
kicking
you out of
heaven. It was a spiritual hijack. That's what I think.
It's called kicking you out of heaven. And I tell people a lot of times in church, and I don't come against the church in no kind of way, but we
no.
do have a tendency of kicking people out of heaven because what happens is you have someone coming in. They don't know all the rules. They're still trying to get it right. They're not perfect. They ain't been saved all their life. And so it's a transition. And what happens is you have some other you have some other people in church that they're in transition too, and they're babes, and they're irresponsible, and they're still immature in their spiritual growth. And those are the ones that are actually attacking the other ones. It's just kids, and
mm-hmm.
and it's sad because that stops somebody, that can stop somebody from wanting to go to church. And if they don't go to church anymore, and they don't want to have a relationship with coming together, then you're jeopardizing their salvation. And if their salvation is being jeopardized, now you're jeopardizing the fact that, you know, they're even thinking about if they don't even want to believe in God anymore. So just that one action of talking about someone going to get an ice cream cone from a photo shoot can cause so much damage in so many other ways. And the scripture they're going to say, I'm going to give it to you, okay, because you may hear it again. It says, don't let your good be spoken evil of. And that's one of the scriptures a lot of people live by that's in the church. They carry themselves in a certain way because they want people to look at them a certain kind of way. But yet and still they look at everybody else in a condemning eye. So at True Confessions in the forum, I'm glad I'm on an R&B station and I have the gospel segment because it takes off the boundaries and it lets people come in freely. I don't judge or condemn anyone. It's all about love. And loving on people and letting people be who they are and let them find their way. Let them find their way. Just keep loving on them and keep guiding them. Maybe
mm-hmm.
say something nice. People can find their way. God, I always tell people, God is not hidden at all. And
well,
anybody
that's,
wants
that's
to go to
ministry,
church.
That's true ministry, what you're saying, Laura, right here. This
mm-hmm.
is true ministry. That's
mm-hmm.
how, yeah, so.
Yeah,
but,
because God is not mm-hmm. hidden, and we don't have mm-hmm. to go slap people in the face with them. But how about you? How about
True.
You just love on them and let them make their own decision?
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, I don't have a heaven or hell to put anybody else in, and neither do they.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Ooh, I really like that, Laura. That's so good. I really like the way you said all that. Like I came from this is Krishma. I came from a very
mm-hmm.
strict Catholic family. Like we grew
mm-hmm.
up going to church like every Sunday. You know, Bible study, everything.
Yes.
And, you know, you go through those, and it's also a conservative Indian family on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, trying to preserve the culture of, like, being the first generation growing up in America.
and all this stuff. And it was like, why are you talking to boys? This is not right. Like, why are you having guys who are friends? And all this kind of topics that would come up. You go through this phase where you feel guilty for a lot of things that aren't wrong, you know? Like, if a boy would come talk to me, I'd be like, go away. My mom is standing right here. Like, then we'd be going to church and praying. My mom would be like, please, don't let her date anyone when she's a teenager. And all my friends would be dating. And it was one of those things of being – living with those rules, but then you realize that it's more just about trying to be the best human being possible and knowing that God is going to love you no matter what, you know, and you're bound to mess up as a human, you're bound to make mistakes, but it's all about trying to come back on the path of just being a great, like a good human being and trying to be just kind and loving towards everyone.
And, you know, I agree with you because actually, you know, at the beginning of everything, we all talk about relationships, and truth be told, that's all God wants is a relationship with you.
Yeah.
And when you're in relationship with someone,
his greatest desire.
Exactly. Yeah. He wants a relationship with each and every person. And the way I talk to God, it's going to be totally different the way you talk to God. You know what I'm saying? And he honors your relationship you have with him. But unfortunately, in church, we give everybody the rule book of heaven, and we don't tell them more about what to do to get to heaven. So we have all the don'ts, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. But there's some do's that's in there, and one of the main do's is to love. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy soul and all thy might. And then the second do is to love your neighbor. And Jesus said, if you do these two things, you mastered everything that God wants us to do. If you do those two things. So that told me that love is the most powerful source and resource we have to share to each other, and we shouldn't be spreading judgment but love. I don't have to love the sin, as they may say. Like, I don't have to love what you do, but I still have to love you. And we have not yet learned how to love people outside of their situations and their circumstances.
Amen. You better go ahead and preach, Laura.
Yeah. You better go ahead and preach.
Amen.
I'm about to take a collection for you right now.
Right?
Oh, my goodness. So,
y'all are so funny.
I know I have to let you go. I know.
Yes.
My producer's cueing me to let you go, but definitely appreciate the forum and the environment. This is much needed. Much needed, and I feel it's ministry. You say it's confession. I feel like it's ministry. You have an avenue that you can go through that is outside of your church that, you know, you can just at least have a dialogue about some things that you may be unsure. So definitely, you know, I appreciate what you're doing. And keep being the change that you want to see in this world, Laura. That's what you're doing. Absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations. Welcome to come back, and we can do these confessions again. So I know you have to go, but thank you so much. We're going to tune in every Sunday night, thelovezoneusa.com, 7 p.m., with Laura, the church girl.
Thank you.
Take care, Laura.
All right.
So we're going to get into our song, Usher and Wale, Matrimony, right here on the Girlfriend Network.
If there's a question of my heart, you got it. It don't belong to anyone but you. Hey, if there's a question of my love, you got it. Baby, don't worry, I got plans for you. Yeah, baby, I've been making plans. Oh, love. Baby, I've been making plans for you. Yeah, baby, I've been making plans. Baby, I've been making plans.
Oh,
my sister
the pilot. I made it. Look, I'll admit it, albeit pathetic. And I'm in my late 20s, still never been to a wedding. Guess the idea of that lobby empty, do not sit with me well. It's not your fault they try to get me. Cause I'ma need your sales, cause I'm selfish. And I need you to myself. Trying to see you afloat, but don't want to see you sail. Cause I failed. And see you about to cry. Cause when I enter they city, they leave without they pride. I'm sorry. Are you staring at my comments? Fearing it's gonna always be you sharing me with all them. I'm wrong. How
How dare I say ignore them? Preparing for that day I leave you Harris with you for them. It's hard, you know, temptation and all. Out here trying to see if my relationship's strong. Get a place in the charts, so run away from your heart. Gave this music my all, nothing is sacred no more. I'm wrong. I'm promising you better, though. Your friends saying let them go. And we ain't getting any younger. I can give them now, but I can promise you forever, though. That's right.
You got it. It don't belong to anyone but you. Hey. If that's a question of my love, you got it. Baby, don't worry, I got plans for you. Yeah, baby, I've been making plans. Oh, love, baby, I've been making plans for you. Baby, I've been making plans.
Really should have a role.
Baby,
you really should have a role. Yeah. You have a new love. I'll admit it. Let me be hypothetical. The day I find a woman, I'll probably be scared to share it. The idea of me finding love would run somebody off. But through my wall could use some plaques. But still, I got a flaws. Brush you off. See, I'm kind of lost. Now I'm up in the club with a couple of moves on. From dark. Good trouble heart. Went from falling in love to drunk and falling apart. It's hard. Trying to find some time to move on. When we lost our baby, I got shady. She got too dark. Sorry. And I thank you, baby, you strong. My ex before you married to you solo, I stay so long. Nah, good terms how that ended. But it surely put a dent on how I worry about this business. Off white picket fences. On flights with the children. On site stealing kisses. On off nights, my intentions. But I plan to do it better, though. But you still saying let it go. We ain't getting any younger. Women love me now,
if
but in your
a question
eyes, you forever,
of my heart, baby, wow. You got it. It don't belong to anyone but you. If that's a question of my love, you got it. Baby, don't worry, I got it.
Just what I want to do. I want to rock with somebody. I want to take shots with somebody. Shot, 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 shot. I want to be with somebody. Come on, come on. And we got to Want to generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now? Well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows singles have the most money to spend, and thelovezoneusa.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. Your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. So contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of thelovezoneusa.com.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. It's your host, Tahira Sutton, and we are having a True Confessions Monday. That was awesome. Thank you again, Laura, the church girl, for stopping by and saying, you know, spending time with us in confession. That was good, right, ladies?
That was a lot of fun. I loved it. It was really great. I love her show. I'm going to definitely be sending in my confession.
Oh, charisma.
Oh, my goodness. Confession is good for the soul, though.
It really is.
Absolutely is. I think, especially if you're really, really burdened with something.
That's like the crush situation. I had to confess it. Once I confessed it.
Oh, come on, Tahira. That is not a burden. It's just like, it's a cute thing. It's an everyday normal thing. A lot of us are walking around here crushing on someone or thinking
someone
is attractive.
But I had to tell this person. I was like, I have to tell you. I don't know. So once I said it, it was great.
It's okay. I mean, like we said earlier, it's healthy. I mean, come on, you just can't walk around with blinders on every day and totally be looking straight ahead your entire life. So stuff happens and it's okay. It's what you do with it or how you act upon it where it can get you in trouble. So
Well, I didn't want him to think that I was totally weird because he would try to talk to me and I would just be so nervous and I'll just leave.
Not,
I'll be like, oh, I got to go.
Not
to hear
a sudden.
I'd be like, I have to go. And he's like, what's going on? And I was just like, I just got to leave right now. So I had to confess.
Wow.
I had to confess. Wow. So once I confessed, I was like, okay, it's out. There it is. Okay, let's go on.
So what has happened since, now that you told him and he knows?
Well, now it's different. Now, like, this happened years ago. But when I confessed, he was just like, well, I didn't know that. Let's go out. And we went out and, you know, so it was cool. And he was like, well, this is what you, and I was just like, oh, my goodness. Like, I'm so, you know, I really like you. And he was like, I just didn't know. Like, I don't know. He didn't know I liked them, but I would always get, like, so nervous and, you know, just go and run away. So it was weird. So it's good to confess. It's good to confess.
He said,
why you would get really shy. And I was like, yeah, that's why, you know, run away and just like, oh, I'm busy. Bye. He's like, hey,
wow.
I didn't say anything. Yeah, it was bad. So.
So listen, I listened intently to everything that's being said, and charisma, did you just say, oh, I can't wait to go on her show and confess them? Well, what else you got to confess on? I heard that. Like, what else is there?
I'm just saying for the future, at least now I know I have the outlet to confess, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, way to clean that up. I was all over that.
I'm pretty upset. I'm going to use the show to confess. Every week I'm like, this is what I've been doing. This is what I'm confessing.
Wow.
But I'm surprised. I thought it would be more confessions, like, today. Like, I just thought it would be, like, more, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, me too. But I really don't have anything, like, juicy to, like, confess about. And it's not that I'm, you know, on the straight and narrow and rigid or whatever. It's just, I haven't been up to any shenanigans lately. I've been on Bigfoot, I guess. So I guess I guess that's great. I don't even have time to act like a fool or do anything stupid right now.
Yeah, I think that's... We're in business mode.
Yeah, but give me time, though. Give me time. Yeah, because summer, summer is like my time. So, you know, I'm sure there will be some antics going on at some point with me. So,
can I say, I do have a confession. I'm just trying to figure out if I can say it on the radio, though. Okay.
Say it.
Yeah.
Yes. Scandalous, darling. Scandalous. I was in Atlantic City, and my friend, we were just hanging out. It was her birthday. And I don't know. I don't want to say I have the worst luck, but I was drinking, so I forgot where my car was. And I'm walking down the street, and I hear, hold your hands up, you know, like cops talk to me. And I'm like, why are you talking to me? I'm trying to get to my car. And I can't find it. So I thought somebody stole my car. But I just forgot the street that I was on.
That's okay. Tahira, did I confess you? Because that happened to me. That happens to me all the damn time. I go in the mall and I come back out and I'm just I can't remember where I parked. It's okay.
So I'm telling the police that someone stole. I'm like, oh, I have an F5 and someone stole my car. And I'm just walking down the street. He's like, well, what street were you on? And I look at the street sign. I'm like, oh, I'm on the wrong street. Okay. All right. Bye. Continue to do what you do. It was so embarrassing.
No. Girl, please. I've been in a situation where I literally walked past my damn car with carts and bags. And I'm like, where the hell is my car? And I realize my car is
but
like
I swore that it was stolen.
It's okay. It's okay.
I drank too much, so never drink like that. So I'm trying to, he's like, well, when was the last time you saw it? I was like, well, I was in the club, and I didn't want to bring my whole wallet in the club because I was like, I'm not going to spend all this money. But it was my friend's birthday, so we were, like, having a good time. And I was like, well, let me go back out to the car and get some more money. And I was like, oh, snap. I'm drinking, so I'm like, the only thing that I can figure, not that I'm on the wrong street, is that someone stole my car. It was just so hilarious.
I got a confession to make. It's really ratchet, though. You guys want to hear it?
I love ratchet confessions.
Okay, me and my guy, so he's always like, you know, I have never pooped in front of him or gassed in front of him, and I try not to burp. I try to be the ultimate lady. So, you know, he always jokes, and he's like, I think what you do is you get up in the middle of the night, and you go, and you take your poops. And I'm like, no, I don't do that. I just don't have to poop when I'm around you. Sorry. So, anyway, this morning when I woke up, I had terrible gas. So I went in the bathroom, ran the water, and let it rip. I hope he's not listening to this. But, yeah.
Did he still sleep through it?
I don't know. I don't always know. And, you know, usually when I get up to get dressed for work, he's awake or he's semi-conscious or whatever. So I don't really know. But like I said, I went in the bathroom and I ran the water just as a cover-up. Because I was like, should I go in the bathroom or should I go downstairs in my basement? But I'm like, if I go in the basement and it's really loud, it might vibrate. Or I was, you know. So I figured my best bet was to go in the bathroom. And girls, I'm really good at pushing out my gas. So I can do like a silent one or I can do quiet ones. It takes talent to do this. So I was able to kind of do it where it was very, right? So I was able to push it out with very little noise, and with the water camouflaging it, I was good. So I did it, and then I came back and, you know, continued with what I was doing. And he never knew anything. So there. There's my confession.
That was good. I'm proud of you, Nicole.
That was really good. Well, thank you.
I can't top that one, Nicole.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I just said that. That's crazy. But, okay. Next.
Confessions. They're so good. Now, you feel better in your soul now. So it
right, exactly.
It does help. But I always go to the bathroom around my dude. I'm like, you know what you got. So.
Right,
I'm so,
exactly.
Like,
I'm
so, like, open. We don't have those issues.
Right, and I'm that way, too, but he, I don't know. He just
thinks
like,
we have full conversations when I'm paying. I'm like, oh, pay that bill. He's like, yeah, you know, I'm just like, hey, wiping my ass and shit. Like, oh my God, I want to. But yeah, like, you know, relax.
Some of the best conversations are from the bathroom, but he's just not that type of dude. He doesn't want to see or hear you pooping, or he's just not, and that's like a complete turn off for him kind of thing.
Really?
So he's just like, you know, just, I think he just wants discretion. He knows it's going on, but, you know, he wants the discretion.
But it's natural.
It is natural, but, you know, it's funny because with my last dude, I used to play the farting game. Like, I was the one that was farting under the sheets, and then I was saying it. And that was pretty cool. I did crazy stuff like that. I'm not that mature. But, so it's totally different. Like,
this is really
Nick Holmes. Nick Holmes. Oh, yeah, I used to do it all the time. And I did it because it really pissed him off. So I'm like, oh, I'm about to piss him off. And that's what I did. Now, with him, I don't play those games. I just, you know, because I know it's a turnoff. So, like I said, you know, I just tighten up my butt cheeks, and I go to the next room, and... Okay, guys, I'm done. Enough of my confessions, because I'm going to get in trouble. Let's get back to charisma.
Yes.
Charisma.
I have... Actually, with the two guys that I'm dating now, I have passed gas in front of one, but I haven't yet in front of the other. So the one guy is pretty cool. He's pretty chill about it. The one that I haven't yet, we'll see. I'll let you know next week how it goes. I'll make
an
admission to do that this week.
Oh, my God. So what happened when you passed gas? Was it, like, on purpose, or was it one of those, like,
I couldn't control it. I had a bean burrito, and it just happened.
Oh, God.
And I was like,
ha, ha, ha.
But I don't really care. I'm just always like, this is what it is. And we just laughed about it, and then we chilled on the couch and watched a movie. So it just kind of happened.
Wow. I hope it was odorless. Oh, my God.
It was odorless, okay?
Okay, that's good.
It smells like roses.
You girls. You have more confessions than you thought. That is...
But, you know, look how ratchet. You know, we had to get ratchet. We just had to take it there. And then, look, now it's spilling all over the place.
Hashtag
ratchet
life.
Ratchet life. Right? Hey, farting is fundamental. That's, you know, hell, what the hell? It's all natural and it's all good.
I don't know when I fart. I guess this is a confession. Like, when I fart, I laugh. So I think it's funny. I think it's hilarious. And I don't want to get, you know, dirty or nasty or anything like that. But it just, I think it's so natural that it's funny.
Yeah, exactly.
It is funny. That is funny. Okay. And it's like, did you just fart? And I'm just like, yeah, like, okay. But it's funny when I don't want to talk about him on the radio. But guys are just funny. Let me just leave it at that. But confessions are good for the soul. And I think, you know, definitely I love having the church girl on because, and the, you know, church community is really, really hard. They're tough. And it's tough being in church, and, you know, you have real life, and then they have certain standards you have to live by.
Yes, and, you know, in all, you know, seriousness, what we're talking about is really light and funny, but, you know, there are some people that are having and dealing with some serious issues, so, it's definitely, you know, a good outlet, so, and, after that confession, Laura seems to be giving really good advice, so I just hope, you know, it's working out for everyone after they confess, and I hope they are just able to shine some light and, you know, keep moving forward.
No, definitely. I think it's great what she's doing, and I think it's great that people
guys,
have a win.
Guys, we're having so much fun. We got to go. Let's go into Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth. We'll see you again. Bye, ladies.
Bye, guys. Bye, ladies.
Right here on the Girlfriend Network.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, that I'll be standing right here talking to you about
another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way.
From
where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Both go out your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it.